Good morning.
Good morning, Cam. How are you?
We're doing good.
I congratulate you on your victory last week.
Well, thank you. As we all know, you can't enjoy those too long because you need to move on. And obviously, we got a great challenge this week, and we've moved on. But thank you.
Yeah, the thing about it is, despite that the series of losses, you had a lot of games where it's a field goal or less. It was you're always knocking on the door, so you kind of wonder what was the ingredient missing to get you over the top. Certainly, you found the ingredients last weekend.
Well, that's basically for most teams every week in the National Football League, and most games are close, and in close games, as we did this past week, we blocked a kick, we made some plays that made the difference in the game, and that's what it comes down to.
Let me ask you this: is the progress is that game last weekend a sign of progress? And it's not only as a team, but individually with some players, and I point to Cleo as an example of that.
Well, I think there's no question that the progress that we see in terms of our preparation, from my viewpoint, is the key, and how we've continued to prepare and the way we practice. I think that's been important. There's been no decline in either of those. So I think when you see that out of your team, you know you've got a chance each week. And then you see individually different performances each week, and we got young guys that continue to play hard, continue to improve, and then you got a player like Jason Taylor who goes in, and like I said, he got two sacks, he blocks a kick, he darn near caught a touchdown. So even our veteran players are playing hard to win, and our young players they don't know any different, so they just play hard, and I think are excited to be out there.
Cam. The fact that your team is growing, you've got a lot of young players, different. Is it in coaching? Do you kind of have to look at the individual's progress by little steps and not worry about the big picture?
Well, to answer your question, yes. And there'll be time to look at the big picture a couple of weeks from now. But we've played a lot of young players, and really that wasn't the plan to play all these young guys.
Right.
But for whatever reasons, a variety of reasons, these guys have been forced to play. They've stepped up, and a lot of them have done a nice job. But as we all know, there's a learning curve in the National Football League for young players, and we're seeing that with our guys. They're no different.
You know, this is like a Super Bowl for you guys. If you could knock off the Patriots, that would be a huge, a National Football League focus for the Dolphins to accomplish that and to come back. And is that the way your players are looking at it, or just another NFL game?
Well, for us to say that it's just another NFL game, I think would be naive on our part. However, it's a division game. It's a game against a very good football team. It's a game that against a team that we didn't play very well against before. But our approach isn't going to change. I mean, our preparation has been ongoing, and I don't know how to approach it any other way. And then when the game comes around, you go play, and that's what we'll do.
You got Tom Brady is having an incredible year. I mean, you see him on film, we see him live. He's got a cast of characters that are just playing out of their minds. And Welker, one of your guys, is a prime example of that. Where do you see Brady now, and historically, where is he as a quarterback, or where can he go? Let's put it that way.
Well, I think that time will prove all that out. But I think, from my perspective, I've always had a tremendous amount of respect for him. And for me, it's because of the competitor he is, and then from the coaching side. You can talk about all the touchdowns. You can talk about all the points. But here's a guy that truly understands the importance of taking care of the football. I mean, that's what wins. I think he's a half a dozen interceptions. Am I right there?
Yeah, you're right.
That statistic. I remember 3 years ago, the fewest that I had seen was 8. And you guys have to double check that.
Who was that, Cam?
Well, I remember Drew Brees did it,
yeah.
And then with 8 and Troy Aikman. That was now, and I think maybe last year somebody had. But I don't know that anybody's gone a year with only 6. So, to me, that statistic sp- speaks the loudest to me in terms of just his understanding about winning.
Isn't that amazing? You know, you talked today about the fact that, you know, you talk to your family, you talk to the media, some say you're great in one area or you're weak in another area, but the only person we listen to, and it's not a slam against anybody, is Belichick. He's the only one that seems to know, are we better than we look in an area? And it's having the confidence in a head coach to do that. It takes time to develop that. Certainly three Super Bowls will give you the credit to do that. But how do you know, how do you build that up as a coach and with a team?
Well, it's number one, obviously, tremendous amount of respect for Bill as well, and have for a long time, and the job that he's done there. And with all that you say, the other thing that we have to remember, this thing can change in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
With an injury here, an injury there, sometimes just a bounce here, a bounce there, so a lot of these plans can change. So I think the impressive thing from my perspective has just been the adaptability that he's shown. And that's something that we all learn in this business. You got to be able to adapt. You got to be able to grow when different circumstances come up. And I think that's the thing that stands out in my mind that he's been able to do, and that's allowed him to sustain the success they've had there.
It's a tough racket to be in, certainly, a head coach. There's not too many jobs that have it. How did you handle it during the period where you were winless?
Well, I think it's important that you stay the course. You know what you believe, and you know when you've been in a similar situation. When we were the last team in the league in San Diego, learned a lot from Marty Schottenheimer, and to go from again last in the league, the first pick in the draft, and claw our way out of that and work our way up the ladder, so to speak. Was a great learning experience. So you don't lose belief in what you believe, and you don't lose belief in the people around you. I've got an outstanding staff, and we never lost belief in the players, and that hasn't changed, and that's not going to change. And I think that that's the key.
Do you think that what you have now, that it's a good step in talent? And you obviously have to add more to it, but.
Well, everybody knows, you know, this is this year, and my job and our job is to get the most out of what we have every given year, and that's this year, and then you assess things at the end of the year, and then you have to reinvent yourself and grow each and every year, whether you're in the playoffs, out of the playoffs, first pick of the draft, last pick of the draft, whatever it is, but we're called to maximize this team. In the circumstances we're in right now, and in 2 weeks we'll know if we've done that.
Great. Well, thank you, Cam. I appreciate it, and good luck to you, and let the enjoyment of the season, the holiday season, be with you.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.